compares the redemption of our Lord Jesus Christ to the chaining of a dog. The devil being the dog that was able to harm us before the redemption took place, and now that dog, that vicious wild dog, is chained. And St. Augustine points out that the only way in which we can be harmed by the dog is by voluntarily approaching it. Approaching it because we want to. And he marvels how many redeemed people, how many Catholics, approach the dog and are bitten by it. In that same vein, we priests often marvel and are discouraged by the fact that no matter how many times you instruct the faithful today about the dangers of the world, about the evil of its standards, that they still continue to approach that dog and to be bitten by it. I was recently speaking to a woman whom I had known 10 years ago and whose children I had in school back east. And this woman was always very, very careful about protecting her children from the evils of the present day. And I had her child in 6th grade. And I just spoke to her this past week, and I asked her how her child was doing. And she told me that he was studying something in a large Jesuit university on the East Coast. And I said, well, how is he doing? Well, he's getting a little mixed up. He's getting a little mixed up. I then told her about a young lady that I knew that went to the same university and who lost the faith there. She was a child, or she is still a child, of a family that would come to the traditional Mass at great sacrifice, would travel 40 miles each way for the traditional Mass because she manifested a desire to pursue a certain career. They went to great sacrifice to send her to this Jesuit university, and there she lost the faith. She doesn't go to Mass anymore. She believes in women's liberation. She believes in all sorts of things that are condemned by the Catholic Church. She's gone. She's lost. It's only by a miracle that she'll be back. There she complained of this Jesuit university that the dormitories were filled with fornication. That it was a filthy place. And when I heard that this young man whom I had taught went to the same place and is now a little mixed up, I was enraged. Why do you approach the dog? Why would a person take a child that had been protected from all of these evil influences, take a child and send them off to a place where they're going to live in a fornication cage and be taught by priests who have long since abandoned the Catholic faith? Why do people do that? I will never understand that. When they have been told in sermon upon sermon that these are dangers, that these are poisons. Many people come up, many people who come to the traditional Mass, who have lost their teenagers come up and say, well, what did we do wrong? My first question to them is, did you let your children watch television? Did you let them sit around in front of the television, unsupervised, and sit and watch it? And in most cases, the answer is yes. Well, then, what's your question? What's your question? You already have the answer. Didn't you hear the priest say over and over again that what comes off that tube is a corrosive influence on the Catholic religion, that it corrodes the faith, it corrodes your sense of sacred things, it corrodes your sense of modesty, it is downright filthy and dirty, it is poison. I wrote once that it is like installing a cesspool pipe into your house, into your living room. If it isn't the programs, it is the commercials, the Coca-Cola commercials, for example. And yet, Catholic families let the dog come into their home and bite them by that. And then they lose their children. The next question is, have they been going to PG movies? Have they been seeing fornication on the screen and divorce and all sorts of lustful and disgusting things? Has this been a constant diet? Have they been going to PG? I'm not talking about R. I'm talking about PG movies. I know what's in a PG movie because when I fly planes, I see what is on them. Because you cannot sit in any part of the plane in which you can avoid it, and you see the nature of those movies. And I think, how do these people who come to the traditional Mass and who are at our communion rails, how do they justify in their minds sitting and watching this? This is a sin to see these things. And they take their children to it, and their children sit and look at this filth. And not only do they look at the individual scenes, but they also see these movies in which the whole overtone of the movie is concerning something dirty, like living together, or divorce, or adultery, or something like that. So that would be the next question. After that, I would say, have your children been permitted to listen to rock music? When they brought home those records, did you take them and break them and throw them in the garbage? Or did you let them listen to them? If you let them listen to rock music, you have your answer. That is why they went astray. Did you supervise their friends? Did you let them hang around with friends that curse and who do dirty things and who have filthy mouths? If you did, you have your answer. You have your answer. Did you discipline them when they answered you back? Or when they did not do what you told them to do? Did you discipline them? Did you let them speak to you as if you were some kind of a pal or as if you were their equal? Then you have your answer. If they are rebellious when they're teenagers, it's because they learned rebellion when they were small. You have your answer. It is baffling why traditional Catholics will go and get themselves bitten by the dog. Especially when, by the grace of God, you have been drawn to a place where you understand the traditional teachings of the Catholic Church. We have come very, very far. In 1939, for example, the Catholic Church, the Legion of Decency, rated the movie Gone with the Wind as B, meaning morally objectionable in part for all, which meant that you could not go to it. It was considered a sin to go to a B picture. And the reason why it was rated B was because the word damn was said in it. And the Catholic Church, in her wisdom, knew that if it permitted the general public to go and see a movie with that concession to cursing, that it would open a floodgate of trash on the movie screen. And it held the line back. Today, a movie like that would be considered on the same level as Bambi. It would be considered most innocent. It would be considered a Walt Disney film, being so innocent. We have lost the Catholic sense of modesty because we have failed to hold the line through laxism. We have failed. I recently heard of another young man who has been going to the traditional mass since the time he was a little boy. Now he's 19 years old. And he was arguing with someone that I know that it's okay to go to movies where they use the name of God in vain and they use the name of our Lord Jesus Christ in vain. If that's the only thing wrong with it, then that's okay. My response to that was, I would be willing to bet that if you tried to introduce into Saudi Arabia a movie that used the name of Allah in vain, that they would probably drag you out to the desert, dig a hole, put you in it, and pour honey over your head, and let the ants eat you. It is appalling that false religions have more respect for their sacred things than the true religion does, than the faithful of the true religion does. Would you go and sit through a movie that insulted your mother or your wife or your husband or your children? Would you say, that's entertainment? This is okay? But we sit in front of the TV set and in front of the movie screen and listen to these blasphemies, listen to the name of Jesus Christ taken in vain. Jesus Christ, the Savior of the world, whose precious blood has wrought our salvation, and at whose name, St. Paul says, all who are in heaven, on earth, and under the earth, bow the knee, bend the knee. That name makes the angels tremble in heaven. And it is used by people who don't even believe in God, put on the screens of movie theaters, and Catholics go and patronize it and even defend its use or even say that it's okay to go and see it. How deplorable. How deplorable. Is there no fight left in us? Do we sit there like wimps before the insulting of our God and say, well, there's nothing I can do about it, and this is entertainment? Are there any guts left in Catholics? It is baffling why Catholics continue to be bitten by the dog. And it is more baffling why they don't understand the reason for the loss of their children after they have propose them to the dog. This is a world that is run by Satan. Satan is the prince of this world. Our Lord said that. This is not something that I made up. Satan is the prince of this world. His influence is extreme. It is acute at this time. And if you are going to save your souls and those of your children, you must take the necessary precautions. It is not enough to merely adulate the priest for his sermon and then go out and sit in front of the same television and sit in front of the same movies and let your children listen to the same rock music. No, what is said here is the teaching of the Catholic Church. It is supposed to go home, and it is supposed to be put into practice, even if it should hurt, and hurt real bad. even if you should become very unpopular with your children. The purpose of marriage is to bring children into the world in order to see God. In order to see God. And what worse thing could you do than to bring a child into the world and not permit him to see God? To prepare him for hell. To expose him to poisons that lead him to hell. So many times we hear, why does God make people just to have them go to hell? He doesn't make people to have them go to hell. Who makes people to, who leads the way to hell for a child except a parent? A parent who is negligent. And as horrified as we are by abortion, it is much worse to bear a child, much worse to bear a child and then expose it to the poisons of the modern world. That is far worse than abortion. Far worse. So examine yourselves concerning these very grave points. And ask yourselves how you are raising your children or your grandchildren or anyone else that is under your influence, or if you yourselves are sitting in front of these movies or these television shows or these television commercials. Doesn't mean it's right for you because you're an adult. Hold the Catholic line. Hold the Catholic line. We are called to perseverance with regard to the teachings and practices of the Church during this time. And if we fail to grab the baton of the relay race and fall flat on our faces during these times, we should be ashamed of ourselves before God primarily and our Catholic ancestors who sacrificed everything to give us the faith. If we fall down flat on our faces and communicate to our children nothing but paganism, then God will be extremely angry with us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.